Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. I would like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. I'd like to welcome all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And if you go to our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, you'll see a link to our guest's website. Our guest's site is www.waynegreen.com. Of course, with us this evening, Wayne Green. Welcome to the show, sir.
I try to make it difficult to remember.
Well, you failed on that one, buddy. It's pretty easy and a fantastic website. Lots and lots of great information there. So thank you again for your time. And we left off, we were talking about cover-ups.
Yeah. Well, I do add blogs to it every couple of days or so.
Oh, yeah.
More
yeah,
things to read. Mm-hmm. The cover-ups. Dental amalgam causing millions of cases of multiple sclerosis.
And that would be the silver.
That's right. No,
the silver fillings?
It's the mercury.
Yeah, I mean silver-colored.
Right.
Yeah.
No, mercury.
Right, but the silver-colored fillings is what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, the silver-colored, yeah. You want to get those out of your mouth and take it out by somebody, by a dentist who knows how to do it, because otherwise it can poison the heck out of you.
Wow.
Another big con job is the Federal Reserve. You've probably covered that before.
Mm-hmm.
And the moon landings, all of which were faked.
Mm-hmm.
And Social Security, which is a huge con job.
Yeah.
All the money they've collected, Congress has spent.
Mm.
They have no fund. And, of course, if we used the system that they have down in Chile, we would be getting 10 times as much in our monthly payments.
Mm.
And there's a wonderful book by Robert Janetsky, called Every Man a Millionaire.
Oh.
And he says, here's the system they're using down there, and if we used it, anyone who made only the minimum wage all their life would retire with $1 million.
Wow.
And that's what they're taking away from us and using. So I preach revolution. I like to quote Aldous Huxley.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we are the most conditioned, programmed beings the world has ever known. He says, most issues of conventional wisdom are scientifically implanted in the public consciousness by 1,000 media clips per day. And then we had Edward Bernays, the father of spin, and he described the public as, quote, a herd that needed to be led, unquote.
Mm.
And this herd-like thinking makes people susceptible to leadership.
Yes.
Governments perpetuate themselves by keeping their people dumbed down and herd-like. And that's what our school system is designed to do.
Sure.
And there's a wonderful book called Dumbing Us Down. And a small book, but very important.
Mm-hmm.
And by the New York State and New York City prize-winning teacher.
Mm.
And he said he finally had to quit. He says, I just can't do this to kids anymore.
Wow.
But at any rate... The schools are designed to do that. They're a dictatorship.
Sure.
Where the teacher is up front, and you're sitting in the little desks, and you're not allowed to say anything unless you raise your hand and get permission.
Yeah.
Not allowed to go to the bathroom unless you get permission.
Right.
And you're not allowed to talk to anybody else, and kids are not that way.
Yeah, that's right. It's an amazing thing, Wayne, and obviously it continues into the overall society as well, so it's pretty amazing. Stay with us, folks. We're back in three.
If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Shoot tombstone full of wine, balls and chain. I'm drinking tea, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some schoolboy start a fight.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is Wayne Green. Wayne, welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. It's fantastic. And when we left off, we were talking about the education system, you know, and I said that the whole of society is comparable to that, and I can make a dozen comparisons, probably all of which you already know very well, but it teaches us obedience, in essence, unquestioning, blind faith in any sort of authority figure.
Well, we do have an example of a school that is different, Sudbury Valley School, down in Framingham, Massachusetts. Excuse me. And here's a school for kids from 4 years old to 20 that has no curriculum.
Wow.
The kids learn what they want, when they want, because they want. Hmm. And it's up to them. And they pursue whatever they're interested in.
Yeah.
And they are not separated by age. There's no grade deal. There are no tests. There's no grades. And the results are spectacular. And the school costs less than half that to run of the local public schools.
Wow.
So they're being cloned around the country now.
There's hope, then.
There's 8 books written about this Sudbury Valley School.
That's amazing.
So there's some hope there. But homeschooling is a good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting easier to do. The government hates it because we have a socialist school system,
mm-hmm.
and mandatory, et cetera.
Yeah.
By the way, anybody that worries about vaccinations, and mm-hmm. they should never let their children have any vaccinations under any circumstances.
Yes.
And my book explains how you can get out of that and not be forced into vaccinations, particularly when you go to school.
Yes.
So So, you know, if you tell the school, look, I'll let you vaccinate my child if you will sign a form saying that you will be responsible for any problems that occur as a result of that.
That's a pretty good way to get them to bow out. Absolutely.
You betcha.
That's fantastic. Well, Wayne, you went through the school system, didn't you?
Yes, and I hated it.
How did you?
I felt like I was a slave, that I was forced to do this by law.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt my time was being enormously wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how did you manage to retain the ability to think for yourself? How did you manage to retain the love of learning and throw that into all these various fields?
Well, this kind of was the result of my getting into Dianetics.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, there was an article appeared in Astounding Science Fiction about this book that was coming out called Dianetics. And I said, gee, that's interesting. So when the book came out, I read it. I said, wow. And I got my friend to read it, a fellow announcer at WSBB down in Sarasota, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to give it a try. And I used the instructions in the book to put Joe under a light hypnosis. And said, you know, what would we like to tackle? He said, well, says, every time I go to make an announcement, I have to hit the cough switch and do a little cough.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, let's find out what's causing that. So I said, you know, I want you to go back to the first time that you had to cough. And I snapped my fingers and said, how old are you? And he said, 7. And I said, is that years? He said, no. And I said, is that prenatal? He said, yep. And so I talked him through this and wrote down what he was saying. And the scene was that his mother and father were living in the back of a factory where it was cold, and she had a cough. And she kept saying, every time I get nervous, I cough. And when I get nervous, I have to cough, and so forth. So the conversation went on, and it turned out that she went to live with the family next door until she got over her cough. And so when we got through, Joe didn't have to cough anymore. And when his mother came to visit, I took her out to coffee and said, you know, did you, you know, when you were 7 months pregnant, did you have a cough? And she thought about it for a while, and she says, yeah, I did. I said, were you living in the back of a factory? Oh, my gosh. How, you know, that's never, I don't think we've ever mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah. And I said, then did you go and live with the people next door for a while? And she just couldn't believe it. And I said, what was their name? And she said, oh, I don't remember. Was it Schmidt? Yes.
Wow.
Well, I was impressed enough so that I quit my job just as they were giving me a raise and giving me a whole section of the day to handle for myself and share in the advertising results, advertising revenues and so forth. And I went to the Dianetic Research Foundation in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and took a course to get good at it. And I did. I got very good at it. But in the process, I discovered who I was for the first time in my life. I'd been busy being my mother, and I could finally feel what it was like to be me. And it made it so that I suddenly got an interest in reading. I'd been reading, but not like after that. And I just got into doing all kinds of things, but it freed me. I'd been a prisoner pretty much. My father was a very rotten father. We never talked, and he beat me at any opportunity and had vicious spankings and so forth, so that I was a very depressed kid. And I got freed of all of that. We ran out all of the pain and so forth that were involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I just changed my life totally.
Mm. Ah, that's amazing.
But at any rate,
So you're not a Scientologist.
I was reading and reading and reading anything that interested in me.
Yeah.
And so forth.
But we should clarify, you're not a Scientologist?
Oh, no. No, okay. That Scientology got started just as a sidetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Hubbard noticed, he said, look, you know, one of the problems in practicing Dianetics is that it's not licensed,
mm-hmm.
and therefore you can't legally do it. And he said, about the only way we could do that is to start a religion and offer it as counseling.
Right.
So we started a religion.
So it started out as a loophole and just kind of took off from
there,
I guess.
So everything else was made up.
Yeah. It's amazing stuff.
But I don't know that they do Dianetics out of the book anymore at all. So it looks to me like mainly a way to make a lot of money.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
But I've steered clear of it totally.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, people can pick up all the beneficial aspects of this from your books. So.
Well, if they read the original Dianetics book,
mm-hmm.
they can do it themselves.
Oh, okay.
You don't need anything else. It's all there. So, but anyway, we were talking about a couple of things. Like, I did want to go into a little bit on global warming. I mentioned that this was another big hoax.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that last night for a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, when people say, well, yeah, the polar ice is melting, I said, well, it's melting on Mars, too, for the first time in history.
Mm-hmm.
And NASA tells us that every planet is heated up.
Yes.
And that the sun is going absolutely crazy. And that's what's causing global warming. And that is why we're having more and bigger earthquakes. That's why we're having more and bigger volcano eruptions
mm-hmm.
all over the Earth. Because the magma underneath the tectonic plates is heating up and getting softer and erupting.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not using SUVs that's caused that.
Right. But inevitably, I mean, some very
the
opportunistic.
Politicians,
yeah.
Al Gore is out there getting his prize and so forth. Sure. What a crock.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that again. It's interesting, too, because obviously they're milking this for all it's worth. And I see this as a new way to implement various control mechanisms, presumably actually giving the United Nations some degree of authority with this new international environmental group that they're wanting to pursue.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in America, most people would never let the UN have a foothold, but this is one way that most deluded people would.
Well, of course... We have that, and there's just so many things they're doing to us like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you started out asking about cold fusion.
Yeah,
well,
because
let me talk about that a little bit.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
And there's a wonderful book by Michio Kushi
mm-hmm.
called The Philosopher's Stone, and in there he says, look. Scientists are furious over the idea of alchemy, that you can take two elements, put them together, and have it create a third.
Mm-hmm.
But here's how you can do it and prove it. You take two carbon rods, and in the old days we had number 6 dry cells, which had a big solid carbon rod down the middle. But you can take the two of them out of little A batteries. Whoops, we got the music coming.
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, it just kind of sneaks up on us like that.
I'll try to remember where we are.
Oh, yes, and I will too. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with Wayne Green. Don't miss a second of this. The guy is just full of brilliance. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, That's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Folks are getting an education. Very, very condensed version of an education, but one nevertheless, courtesy of our guest, Wayne Green. Wayne, welcome back.
Thank you.
Who picked out
your bumper music?
Oh, I basically, the gist of it is that when I first started here at the network, they said, well, if you've got any music. So I sent four CDs with about 20 songs each, and they picked like 30 songs and threw them in there. So me, basically.
I have a recommendation.
Oh, love to hear it.
I'm a classical fan.
Mm-hmm.
Fanatic, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And how about Entry of the Gladiators by Jutsi?
I am not. Oh, yeah, that's like circus music.
Huh? Exactly.
I would know that as from the circus.
Entry of the Gladiators.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're getting in there and fighting.
That's a good point. Excellent point, Wayne. I will try to dig that up. But I'll say this, too. If you ever get some spare time, and I seriously doubt you ever have any, if you want to make a CD for me, I would be honored to have that. Any songs you might recommend that I should know?
Well, I'll send you some. I have.
Okay.
One of the things I did is publish it. Well, you know, when the CDs came out, as mm-hmm. I said, they were sneered at by the audio magazines
mm-hmm.
and the hi-fi magazines and so forth, the music
sure.
magazines. And I said, baloney. I said, yeah, most of the ones that are coming out are pretty crubby, but,
yeah.
You know, the first LPs were bad.
Yeah, that's true.
And I said, because they're still using LP technology on their CDs.
Mm.
So I started a magazine called CD Review.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the readers review every CD that they bought for sound quality and performance.
Nice.
And the ones that rated 10-10 sold like crazy.
Wow.
And all of the big record companies had to advertise with this, and they said, we hate you, but we have to advertise because your readers are spending $30 million a month
wow.
on CDs.
That's amazing.
We became the largest music magazine within a year.
That's incredible.
I got frustrated because we had five major labels, or six major labels, five of which were foreign-owned.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, come on, let's push independent music. Independent music was selling 4% of the CDs.
Yes.
So I began pushing that. And what I did was have the independents, when they put out a CD, I would send it out to somebody that was an expert in that type of music,
mm-hmm.
and said, tell me what's the best track on that. What's the best one? And I took the best tracks and put about 15 of them on a sampler from 15 different independent CDs.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the cream of the crop.
That's fantastic.
And I gave them away absolutely totally free, except for $3.48 shipping and handling each.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And sold millions of them.
Wow.
And the result was that independent music went from 4% of the market to 16%, over $1 billion more in sales.
I wish you'd get out there and...
I still got some of those around here.
Oh, absolutely. I wish that you could save the music industry now, Wayne, because it's struggling.
Well...
I mean, there are a lot of new innovations, which I'm very excited about. I think the iPod is a great thing. I think that YouTube is a great thing. iTunes, certainly a great thing. There's a lot of great new innovative things out there, and it does open up the industry a little bit more. You know, I've spent the last 14 years in radio, commercial side of things,
sure.
And I'm very familiar with the record labels and how they operate, probably just like you are. It's not a very fulfilling industry, honestly.
Well, there's a book called Hitmen by Dannon that tells how they do it.
Oh, yeah.
And they do it by crook.
Yes, absolutely. They're devious.
It's a wonderful book, but at any rate.
When we left off, we were talking about, were mentioning about alchemy and about these carbon rods.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about cold fusion.
Yes.
Well, if you take two carbon rods, take them out of take a couple A batteries apart, and you've got a big carbon rod down the middle of that, and you put electricity on there, and you rub them together, and little particles will fall off.
Okay.
Now, if you have a magnet, you put it near those particles, and some of them will jump to the magnet.
Mm-hmm.
You have created iron.
Wow. Out of carbon.
Out of carbon.
That's
amazing.
You can
do that yourself and prove it. But at any rate, when Pons and Fleischmann came out in 1989 with their discovery of cold fusion, there was a big uproar, and a lot of people tried to replicate it and failed, and a few succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
And it really got a real blow to the heart when MIT published a paper saying that we tried it and it didn't work.
Mm.
And it turned out that they fudged their figures.
That's...
because they were protecting their hot fusion projects.
That's pretty much what I figured. It was something along those lines, Wayne, because if you look at the... it's a money-making industry, obviously,
sure.
and certainly research and development. You can garner a lot of big federal dollars that way. Obviously, we're up to another break, my friend. We'll come right back, though, in 3 minutes.
After the break, I'll tell you how it works.
I would love that. I would be very excited to hear about this, folks, because alternative energy is something that is inevitably going to have to be a part of the future. So let's learn about some of it.
It's going to replace coal and oil.
Very exciting. Stay with us, folks. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is Wayne Green. Wayne, welcome back, sir.
Wayne Green, who's that?
I hope it's you, since you're the guy who's there. If you're impersonating him, you're doing a heck of a job, that's for sure. You obviously know your stuff. You know, we left off, we were talking about the, Fleischmann-Pons experiment in 1989. Now, I remember I was just starting high school at that time, and I remember the big hoopla about it, and I said, cold fusion, you know, why is that important? What's hot fusion? You know, I had no idea. But, you know, obviously this thing was basically debunked, but it's interesting because, you know, they won't cover it in essence. And what I've gathered about it, Wayne, is that the coverage of it is basically, like you said, to protect, you know, the money-making industry, and obviously there's a bias there. Although, from what I've seen, the U.S. Navy is still doing research on this.
Well, the NASA laboratory in Cleveland did a research on it and published the result, which I published in my Cold Fusion Journal, and which proved that it worked.
Wow.
But it is a question of alchemy, where one element is changing into another. And, of course, when the first professor at A&M came out and said this is what it was, The other professors then formed a group to try to get him fired for promoting alchemy, which was impossible.
Wow. Obviously not, since he just gave us an experiment we could do.
Right. So anyway, it's very simple. If you take nickel, which is a very sponge-like metal, and you make either into little tiny particles, you know, powder, or do like Professor, or I should say Jim Patterson did, and he had little plastic balls that he, little tiny ones, beads, that he covered with the nickel to give lots of surface area.
Okay.
And then you put this in water, and you pass an electric current through the water. Now, anybody that studied chemistry knows that when you do that, the water separates into hydrogen and oxygen.
Okay.
And hydrogen has a molecular weight of 1, and oxygen 8. Well, the hydrogen is small enough so that it is absorbed by the nickel, like a sponge. And the oxygen is so large, it doesn't fit in. Mm. So it passes off into the, out into the air. Now, when you get up to 82% saturation of the nickel, a very amazing thing happens. 5 of the particles of nickel one nickel combines with 5 hydrogens. And the nickel weight is 58.7 for atomic weight, and hydrogen is 1. So by the time you've added 5 hydrogens, you have the weight of 63.7. Well, copper is 63.5. So what you've done is made copper with a little tiny bit, 0.2, left over. Now, going to Einstein's E equals mc squared, energy equals mass, and that's that little tiny 0.2, times c squared. And c squared is about 35 billion.
Wow.
So a little tiny bit of mass lost gives you a huge amount of energy.
Wow.
And what Jim Patterson demonstrated, a cell about the size of a coffee mug at an energy conference, and he had it running carefully metered for the whole conference with 1 watt of electricity going in and 1,000 watts of heat coming out. We're talking energy at between a tenth and a 50th the cost of oil and gas.
Wow.
And coal.
That's amazing.
With no pollution. There are no polluting byproducts. And Professor, or I should keep calling him Professor, but he's really a researcher and an inventor, Jim Patterson, demonstrated on Good Morning America, a cell generating that, and then he took another cell and put in radioactive waste, and he ran that, and it generated a huge amount of heat and took away the radioactivity.
Oh, wow.
So here is a way that we could get rid of all of that sludge that we're, radioactive sludge that we're putting into a mountain in Nevada, and generate an enormous amount of electricity with it and make it so it isn't radioactive anymore.
That's stunning.
So, but what's happened is that the oil companies, and you notice we have an oil company president, Bush, and we have Cheney, who makes oil equipment and so forth.
Right.
So the government is pretty well controlled by the oil interests. And what happened was that the patent office refuses to even look at patents for any cold fusion inventions and developments. And they sent out word to all of the universities and colleges, and look, if you do any research on cold fusion, even on an undergraduate level, you will get no more money from the government for anything.
Oh, my goodness.
So they stopped everything.
Wow.
And I started my magazine, Cold Fusion Magazine, and I hired on Gene Malov, who was the fellow that blew the whistle at MIT. He was an MIT engineer, and he looked into it and said, hey, they cheated. And, of course, this is what the government leaned on to say why this whole thing was a fraud and a fake, and we won't look at it. So
that is a real tragedy.
At any rate, I was putting out the magazine, and, of course, Gene made the mistake of trying to organize a congressional hearing on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got murdered, and they never discovered who did it. And I've been a little bit more circumspect.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But we could have a unit in the kitchen about the size of a dishwasher. That, or in the house, that would supply all of the heat and the electricity that a house would need. Even a large house and businesses could use that. And you'd have to refuel it every 100 years or so.
That sounds like a lot of work, Wayne. I don't know. Kind of lazy man.
Well, I have published all of the scientific papers on it, peer-reviewed by some of the top physicists in the world, and it's real.
That's phenomenal. Well, you know, a lot of people would make the argument that with cold fusion, it generates such a small amount of energy that it's impractical to put it into use as a commercial product. Is that also a false statement?
Well, I just said that a unit the size of a dishwasher would provide all of the heat and electricity that a house could use.
Well, yes, but what I'm saying
and you
is
could even you can even use it, you know, put wires underneath your driveway to melt the ice.
Oh yeah,
snow.
That'd be fantastic. Well, what I mean is can it be done? And
oh,
if it can, why is it not already?
On account of the people, Jim Patterson has disappeared.
Yeah, well, I know, but I mean, what I'm saying is things like if this is something, is this something that let's say, for example, that I pursued this research. Is this something I could do myself for my own home?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
It's going to take some development, yeah.
I see.
Wow. So, but it works. It's
is
been
there,
demonstrated.
Yeah. Is there something that people can do on their own, like an experiment? Would this be comparable to what you were describing initially?
Yes you can. As a matter of fact, there's a fellow down in Arkansas that's done a pretty good job of that. So, yeah, that's
fantastic.
Possible.
Wow.
But don't let the government know.
No, of course not. I should clarify, Wayne, just for those government monitors, when Wayne's talking about people in Arkansas doing this, he's not talking about me. I am an absolute idiot when it comes to this stuff. There's no way. In fact, I could say, Wayne, is it possible for somebody like me to be able to, you know, program a VCR? And you would have to say no, because Frank can't do that sort of thing.
Yours is blinking 12, huh?
That's right. That's right. Always. Always 12.
The 12 blinker.
It's right twice a day. Well, excuse me.
So anyway, so much for cold fusion.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It works.
That's fantastic. Now, people, if they want to, of course,
I have
contact
a little booklet
you.
On it.
Yeah.
Called, you know, on cold fusion. It's a $2 booklet. It says, here's how it works. And I throw in a little explanation also of another discovery of mine on why we have gravity and why we have inertia.
Interesting.
Which even Einstein hadn't figured that one out.
Well, can we explore that a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'd like to know this.
Okay.
See, this is how this is how I get my education, Wayne, is by talking to people like yourself. So to me, this is captivating.
Well, let's start with inertia.
Okay.
If you've ever played with a gyroscope or a top, but a gyroscope is the best, when you have it spinning, if you push it, it resists the push. But once you push it, it keeps on going, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now imagine if something is made out of trillions and trillions of little gyroscopes, all spinning. And you try to push it, it's going to resist. Well, it turns out that our atoms are all little spinning deals. They're like, they look like a ball of yarn with the electrons spinning around the outside, coming up to the top, going down through the center, and coming out the bottom and going around again. And spinning. Now, if you, and like a tiny gyroscope. Now, everything is made up of atoms, which is made up of little gyroscopes. So if you try to push them, they're going to resist. And then once you get them moving, they're going to keep moving. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why we have inertia.
It's amazing. Now, would it be possible to counteract that? Because when you mention about extraterrestrial technology, things like anti-gravity and whatnot, it seems
they,
like...
If they were, if they figure out a way to line them all up the same way, sure.
Okay. Makes sense.
And Richard Feynman, I don't know if you're familiar with him.
No.
But he's written some wonderful books. He was one of our leading physicists in the world. And he called these things little wavicles. But at any rate, they're held together by the spinning action, and just like a tornado,
okay.
or, you know, a cyclone, and so forth. And now, that's what holds each holds the electrons to the atom. And, of course, that's going to provide some attraction to the next atom.
Okay.
Just like a cyclone attracts things to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's gravity.
Wow. Very interesting. Well, that's amazing.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does, actually. It really does, which I'm always excited about because, like I said, Wayne...
Well, I published that in my Cold Fusion Journal, and the top physicists said, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, it just goes to show you. I mean, sometimes just, you know, the simplest ways are the best ways to think when approaching things. I mean, scientists, for the most part, they tend to make things a little overly complicated. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, the scientists have a problem. like most people, they believe in things.
Oh.
And once you believe in something, you're a prisoner. You are you don't want to hear anything different. And I go through life saying, I don't believe in things. I want to know what the facts are. And if I get alternative facts, fine.
Yes.
I don't have any beliefs that have to be changed.
That makes sense. Certainly keeps you more open to stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm able to go into all of these different fields. I don't go in saying, oh, I believe this, and try to prove it.
Wow. Well, if but we should probably give out your contact info. For those who don't have internet access, Wayne, is there a mailing address or phone number, any other way they could reach you?
Wayne Green, Hancock, New Hampshire.
That's it?
That's it.
They know who you are?
Wayne, yeah, oh, yes. I get mail addressed to Wayne Green, New Hampshire.
Wow, and it gets there.
Yep,
that's
right
fantastic.
Away. Wayne Green, Hancock, New Hampshire.
There
if you
go.
Want a zip code, okay, 03449. Put
okay.
Point make 0350.
Okay. Wonderful.
But sure. And if you go to my website, there's a phone number where you can reach me, and I answer the phone.
Yes, and, you do.
Yep.
Always been good about that for me, that's for sure. Well,
so there's so many things that are fascinating to investigate and look into. And every time there is any kind of a, things that you know people bring up and say, oh, well, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that, and so forth. Conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Every time I hear a conspiracy theory, I say, okay, now let's look into that.
Yes.
See if there's anything to it.
Yeah.
Let's do some research. And, of course, we have the skeptics out there. And, unfortunately, some of them are pathological skeptics.
Oh, yeah.
Like the publisher of Skeptical Inquirer.
That's true.
And he won't believe anything if he sees it.
Oh, no. And I always say this, Wayne. I say that skepticism is a good place to stop and catch your breath before you continue investigating. But, of course, some people would like to just, you know, take root there and just disbelieve everything. Everything.
Sure.
It doesn't even matter what it is. They're just, they've become so self-conditioned to doubt everything that, they just, that there's nothing that's possible. It's a real tragedy. It's certainly a limiting factor on your life and your possibilities. Wayne, we're coming up on another break here, my friend, but I'd like to talk a little bit more about alternative energy and sort of the future in that regard, because as you mentioned, you know, things are going to have to change.
That's going to be a $1 trillion industry once somebody gets it going.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's going to be a huge industry.
Well, I would not be
surprised. And boy, is that going to change our atmosphere.
Yes, it is. And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody who's going to be pioneering something like this is one of our listeners tonight who is just anxiously listening to every word that's coming out of your mouth. Folks, we will be taking your calls. Wayne has agreed to stay with us as long as we'll have him. I would love to keep him on the whole show. And our phone number is 800-313-9443. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Did you read the news?
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of our second hour here already. Our phone number, of course, is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And a name that I'm sure a lot of you recognize, Wayne Green. Wayne is here with us. Wayne, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. When we left off, we were talking about alternative energy and really the ways that this... These things are going to be innovated. Obviously, subtle energies, I think, is a key point to a lot of this stuff. And a lot of people would look back at like Tesla technologies and say, you know, these things have already been invented. They've already been discovered. And as you pointed out earlier, a cover-up is certainly in place.
Yep. Well, the biggest cover-up of all, of course, is health.
Mm. Yeah.
And how simple it is to cure any illness with no drugs.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, that's... You know, this is a huge cover-up, and of course, cold fusion is too.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, we've got candidates running all over the place now for the next 2 years, running around the country, and I'm encouraging groups to get together and get the candidates in to give their canned talk and then ask them some questions and spread the questions around among the group.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, you know, we have the most expensive healthcare system, they call it. It's a sickness exploitation system, but healthcare in the world, and we're 72nd in health. What plans have you announced to change that?
Mm. That's an excellent question.
Our educational system is the most expensive in the world, and it's the worst in the world. What plans have you announced to change that? And I want to totally revolutionize education. And again, that's going to be another huge industry, a $1 trillion industry.
Sure.
So,
wow. Well, and, I can see why you're going to be banned from every presidential debate that ever happens, ever. You can't be telling people to think for themselves, Wayne.
No. Well, we can. I hope to get people. You know, that's one of the benefits of the cell phone and then the computer.
Yeah.
Is that it makes it so that we have more of an opportunity to think for ourselves.
Absolutely. It's all about communication.
And we can do this at the ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot reelect these turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we should never reelect anyone.
Yeah,
N-R-A,
I agree.
N-R-A, never reelect anyone.
I like that.
And it'll flush out the politicians within a couple of election
cycles. Absolutely.
Because they won't be able to collect money for their reelection campaign when they know they're not going to get reelected. And there goes, you know,
the career politicians. They'll have to get real jobs.
You know, we have how many in Congress down there, you know, was it 635 or something? And there's 34,000 lobbyists working on them.
Yeah.
You
know. Keeps them busy.
All with big wads of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I think you're right. I think the lobbyists would fall away when they realize that they can't simply buy their way into somebody's, you know, pocketbook for a substantial amount of time. They're not going to throw that kind of money out for, you know, somebody that can only be there for one term, for example. Folks, stay with us. We're going to take a brief station identification for our affiliates nationwide, and then we will resume hour number three with our special guest this evening, Wayne Green. Check out his website, waynegreen.com. You can link up to that through our website at franklyspeakingradio.com. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us.